what is science communication?
I don't know. I really don't.
You're listening to CITR, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9.
Broadcasting from Vancouver and unceded Musqueam territory.
Welcome everyone to Wise Man Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin, and today is January 27th, 2017. Today's episode is going to be a bit about a number of things, really. I'm going to discuss a bit about, there's a recent oil pipeline that had a big spill, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and I will kind of discuss just kind of recent doings in the past week with kind of the realm of science and conservation, and so yeah, it's been an interesting week for sure. So I'm sure there's lots to talk about. But anyways, I'm going to start it off with the weather today. It's Friday, January 27th, and in Vancouver, you got about a 30% chance of showers, hovering around a high of 7 degrees. Throughout the weekend, we're looking at a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, high of 7 degrees. And on Sunday, we're looking at some rain, with a high of 8 degrees. But throughout the week, next week, we're looking like we're gonna get some sun again. And Wednesday, it has a chance of snow. So I know we've kind of had all of our fair share of snow this winter in Vancouver, but maybe there's more coming. The temperature looks like a little too high, but we'll see. Anyways, I'm gonna get the show started off with a song from Emma Ruth Rundle. I think I played her before, so maybe a familiar tune, but she just released a new album in 2016 called Marked for Death. It's a cool experimental ambient sort of album, but it's got elements of kind of singer-songwriter material in there. And I'm going to be playing Medusa off her album, Marked for Death. I'll be back in about 10 minutes with some info and words for everyone. But anyways, this is Emma Ruth Rundle. Feeling the pain.
Shut me down. Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9. You're listening to Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin. So we just listened to a few songs there. The last one was a song by Porcelain Raft. The song was Big Sur. It was a single that just came out this month. Check it out. Pretty groovy. And the song before that was a new Slow Dive song. It's their first single or first new music in over the last 22 years, with their last album being Flagmentation. They reunited a couple years back and went on a tour, and they actually did come to Vancouver, basically they kind of said, you know, why don't we just make music again? We can make some new stuff. Was Slow Dive Star Roving, going to be out on a new album in the very near future. I heard a date somewhere in February is looking most likely. But I am looking forward to it. They're one of my favorite bands. And that song just kind of had this, I've been listening to this song a lot lately. I'm just getting myself stoked up for this new album that's coming out. And it does have, it's a really upbeat song for this band. If you have never listened to Slow Dive before, their name kind of is, I mean, it's Slow Dive. They're kind of a more down-tempo, kind of chiller shoegaze, or like one of the original shoegaze bands out there. So, it's interesting to kind of see this kind of more upbeat kind of... even though I wasn't really listening to Slow Dive in the 90s when they were making their music, it really still somehow got this sort of sense of nostalgia within me, which is kind of cool. It's a good song, and if you've never checked out any of they're a very interesting band, and I highly, highly recommend them. that's all I'm going to say about Slow Dive right now. And then, of course, the first song was Emma Ruth Rundle, the song Medusa, off of her album Marked for Death. Cool. We got more cool songs coming for you. But first, I'm going to chat a bit about... So, last night, I was reading up, what should I talk about today? And I know I've talked so much about pipelines and... Oh, boy. And I don't know. I think everyone kind of... If you've listened to the show ever, I think you kind of know my position on pipelines. And... and their impact to the environment. I was disappointed to see this article titled "It's a Big One: Iowa Pipeline Leaks Nearly 140,000 Gallons of Diesel." I think it's funny that it's come to this point where they've started just to use "it's a big one" into these leakages, headlines. I don't think we should be saying it's a big one, you know? But anyways, this pipeline runs through Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, and Wisconsin. So it's a pretty big pipeline. It ruptured sometime yesterday and leaked the equivalent of about 15 tankers, big trucks of oil into, or I guess diesel into, out onto the ground. Now, there is some good news. It didn't necessarily impact any water. It didn't have any immediate impacts to a watershed, which was good. And it wasn't quite in a protected area. So that was good for the company that they didn't spill in a protected area. But it's still equally as bad for, the citizens of the world to have just a spill. It's not a good thing. They started the cleanup process, and they've sucked up. It snowed about a foot after the cleanup, and so they've snow. They've which is kind of crazy. You'd think you'd be able to solve the problem, like a pipeline rupture, before it snows a foot. Like, it takes a while. It takes a while to snow that much, you know? It's this total blizzard. So you'd think they'd try to be a little bit more first responding sort of thing. But yeah, so it snowed a foot, and so they sucked up about 25,000 gallons of diesel and slush diesel mixture. So yeah, that's a lot of stuff. But anyways, the pipeline is operated by this Magellan company, and they leaked earlier in October and actually killed people with their ammonium that was in the air, and it killed one person and led to the evacuations of 23 households. And in 2010, the company violated the Clean Water Act, which I think is crazy. First of all, that they killed someone with an oil leak, and people, like, I had no idea about this. You know, like, I didn't have any idea, and we're still, like, you know, we're still putting in some more pipelines, or like this isn't like a unique case. This happens all the time, which is crazy that we're still trying to revive this fossil fuel industry. It's not the future. Everyone knows that. Like, taking this substance and burning it, it's not going to be the future. The future is harnessing solar or nuclear, man. So in 2010, the company violated the Clean Water Act. About 5,000 gallons of diesel spilled into a creek near Milford, Iowa. And they, like... Which, this is what is the craziest part to me, I think. So they violated, the Clean Water Act, which it's a really important... I mean, like, everyone needs clean water. It's like a human necessity. They violated this act, and they only had to pay $46,000. Like, I think that's crazy. That is way less than I'm paying in tuition. That's, like... I think that's so, like, a company can come up with that money, just no sweat, and, like, I don't know, I don't think that's a strict enough penalty. Like, they're not, they should at least, you know, like, they shouldn't be able to allow to, like, function anymore, you know, if they violate a federal law, or, you know, like, they kill someone. Like, they have to be held responsible somehow, which, and, like, I don't think this, like, $46,000 is, like, not enough. I pay that in tuition. I think that's crazy. This company has got also, like, a bunch of different fines racking up. Also in 2010, they've also were fined $418,000 for a $45,000 gallon spill in Oklahoma. So they've got a lot of spills, but, like, every company has a lot of spills. This isn't a unique case of this bad company. It's kind of the norm in the pipeline business. In the fossil fuel industry, which is kind of crazy that we're kind of allowing, you have to fine these people. Like, there's fines out there that these guys are just paying. They're just kind of like, it's part of their, like, it's part of their costs is these fines that they're, it's not like they're trying to, they're, I mean, they're obviously trying to avoid these fines, but like they take that into account that they're, yeah, they're probably going to get fined with these pipelines. So they, so it's kind of like incorporated into their costs instead of this extra. I think that's crazy. Like when it becomes the norm, it's not, it's just another cost. It's not a, it's not an actual like punishment, per se. So, yeah, that was that. And this came the day after Trump approved two big pipeline projects. Of course, the Keystone XL that Justin Trudeau is going to have to make a decision on. Hopefully, he doesn't make the decision I think he's going to make. But we don't know what's going to happen until it happens. Can only speculate and raise our voices about things we don't like. But yeah, this was a pretty crazy week in science and conservation. So, whoo-wee. Anyways, I'm going to play some more music. Yes, I'm going to play. Yeah, see, February is going to be a big month for music. We've got artists like Slow Dive, No Joy, Mac DeMarco's maybe. I think some more. I heard some more, but those ones I can think of are all releasing new music. So that will be cool. So give that a listen to. Anyways, I'm gonna play a new single or a new track that No Joy released off their new album that's coming out soon. You can pre-order it starting February 1st. So so it'll be kind of out February 1st. The song is called California, and it's off of the new Creep EP. So give it a listen to. It's cool. It's a little bit different than rest of No Joy's repertoire. So give it a shout. I'll be back soon.
Mars and Pluto. The caribou whisper about the bear that sleeps through the winter. He got a brain tumor, but that's just a rumor. Going round, going round, going round, going round, going round town. Took 45 deep breaths to extinguish the flames upon the candles, upon the cake that the ptarmigan was nipping at, till she was sacrificed by an arrow for the main course of the dinner. Of Lulu's birthday, of Lulu's birthday. William Kagwa and the black dog Gaia were eating crackers in the snow. Well, the caribou whisper about the bear that sleeps through the winter. He's a trophy hunter, don't you know? The heads of our ancestors line the walls of his cave, way up there in the Tombstone Mountains. He's more bloodthirsty than a human being. He's more bloodthirsty than a human being. The caribou whisper, the caribou whisper, the caribou whisper. Bouncing round the Arctic Circle, me and Mars and Pluto, smiling down upon you, singing happy birthday to you. Wow, woman of the Klondike, where is your Indian man? Sisters say he got an Eskimo face, Indian man with an Eskimo face. Before his eyes, before his smile, did you fall from grace? My birthday child. And the band starts playing that crazy hold-down music again. They've been playing that same damn song since 1967. And the skeletons are dancing with their extraterrestrial eyes hanging out. Well, that morbid yellow dog is chewing on the head of a tourist and doing tricks for bones. Well, old Alethea from the laundromat is reading my poem. But it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's Lulu's birthday, it's Lulu's birthday.
This quarter, that free magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9. You're listening to Wise Man Radio. I'm your host, Austin. That last song I played there was a track by PG Lost. The song was Monolith off their album that they just released in September, The Versus. And yeah, it was cool, like heavy track. And the song I played before was Vancouver artist Books and Branches. The song was Caribou Whispers off of the album Caribou Whispers. And of course, the first one was No Joy California off their upcoming album Creep. Today, I chatted with everyone a little bit about that pipeline that spilled and in Iowa, and yeah, had some thoughts. Hopefully it raised some questions and some ideas and within yourself. It's coming at a odd time in the world's history. This week has been pretty crazy within kind of conservation and natural resource conservation. The whole statement, from Trump saying that he's telling the, basically any science body, or federal science body, that they can't speak, like, say any facts about climate change in particular, is pretty daunting. And the legendary Defile tweets from Badlands National Park is pretty epic. Check them out. And it's kind of that whole sort of they're not allowed to speak out kind of raised this whole other culture sort of backlash Twitter accounts from these alt kind of, or they're called the rogue Twitter accounts, and you can find a list of them all online. This website called Core 77 posted a good article that just lists them all, but anything from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They've got an alternative CDC, alt CDC, and stuff like alternative Yellowstone National Park, alt Yellow Nat Park, is all there. And like alt U.S. Forest Service, alt EPA, alt U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Yeah, so there's pretty much any body, any national body that was any science related, they've created this kind of backlash Twitter account that is just that there isn't going to be censored by the government, which is pretty crazy. That I don't know, we have now the U.S. is living in a government where they are worried about censorship, which is pretty crazy. Yeah. A lot of things to think about. President Trump's really has gotten to work fast, which is scary. every day you wake up and you see that he's done another thing, and it's not good, in my opinion. it's been a crazy week, for sure. Maybe I will probably talk more about this in later episodes too, about kind of the rise of censorship and stuff like that. But that's why community radio stations like CITR that you're listening to now are very important. to kind of fight the censorship. Anyways, it's getting towards the end of my show. I'm going to play one last song for you. It's going to be by a band, Mirrorplex, also out of Vancouver. They played Shindig last Tuesday, and were defeated finally by Little Sprout. And Little Sprout, you can catch Little Sprout, which is, I played Little Sprout before. They're a pretty cool band. You can catch them in the finals next Friday at Pat's Pub, 8 p.m. Check them out. It'll be a fun time. The theme is bold, so dress as bold as you want, however that is. Kind of an up-to-you theme. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'll be there. Lots of other folks will be there. Be a groovy time. But anyways, check out Mirrorplex. They played last night, actually, on the 24 Hours of Radio Power. So I'm just going to play a Mirrorplex song, Discourse. And, yeah, I hope you guys like it. Stay tuned for Matt's mixtapes. And you will enjoy. All right. See you guys later.